We've come through lynch mobs, we've come through shootings, we've come through poisonings, we've come through knifings. They poisoned me before the eyes of the people in General Hospital, said it was enough to kill 10 or 11 horses. They have brought fire to our buildings. They have dynamited and put nitroglycerin under my bus, but for some reason it wouldn't go off. They have done everything conceivable to try to stop the spirit. But behold, I am still sitting on the throne of divine socialism. Behold, I shall do my work, and I shall not finish till the enemies of our Christ have become the substitute. I'll make the substitute out of the hunters. I'll make a substitute out of capitalism. Yes, I will. No church could have this kind of a crowd without a radio broadcast, without newspapers. No church could have a ministry that would fill this assembly, because the little black paper that's owned by the one who calls me the Messiah, the Los Angeles Herald, nobody reads that. No one could have a house full of people tonight with the news media never giving them any attention. We don't have to pay one spot on the radio. We don't have to have a radio broadcast. We don't have to pass out a leaflet. Oh, say, if we're doing this with all the opposition that we've got, what will we do when the worm begins to turn? Look up, daughters. Look up, sons of Zion. Look up, because your redemption draws nigh. The revolution is about to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. I love to see someone dance for the truth. It's wonderful when people were spitting up cancers and being healed last night. It's wonderful to see someone dance. But oh, how wonderful it is to see someone dancing back there without music. Because the truth is what's going to set us free. To dance for the truth. To rejoice when the truth has come near you. Hey, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to the revolution. Glory to the revolution. Glory to the revolution. Oh, I love you. Kiss your neighbor. Kiss your neighbor. I love you. I love you. I love you. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, Father, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Father, I'll never forget the truth. Satisfied in a great measure that the musician picked up on that. I'm so glad I found it out, because that's exactly what I was thinking, and she started playing it. So we're coming into somewhat of the same mind, you know, all over the place. It's wonderful. Blessed be our God. Blessed be our God and his revolution. Hallelujah. Spirit of truth. If you don't have any reason to shout, that's your problem. We've got something to shout about. Hey! Real, real. What beautiful show we dance out here, because of the reality of socialism, the reality of God socialism. Just dancing back and forth. She was an invalid when she came to me on her back. Now she's one of the cooks in our beautiful, beautiful sanatoriums. It's real, child. It's real.
That Mabel Dodge is back in just a matter of days from removal of breast cancer. She never had to have any pain medicine. She was so candid in her comments as a good apostolic socialist. Well, it's okay, my breast is gone, I really didn't need it anyway. That's what comes from these positive emphasis upon the gift, not only to heal cancer as I can, but to get you to doctors for medical advice. Dyer said that a microphone can take a load off of a leader when that leader does not have to deal with the microphone. I can make it work. I can make it work. They're all the same. But none checked out properly. So we're so grateful to a sister who can do that. To have that surgical operation, she's in advanced years. No one but someone who knew this truth. There she is. No one but someone that knew this truth. To do that in a matter of days or hours and be back in the assembly. So positive to all that visited her, so positive. It's okay, my best is gone, I really don't need it anymore anyway. That's so sweet. We salute you.
I know that my Savior is with me wherever I go. And I was met downstairs and one of the brothers said, "My goodness, you mean to tell me that you are here all right?" I said, "Yes, my Savior's here." I said, "I'm all right too. And I thank you very much, my Savior. Thank you."
You're welcome. Thank you for such sweet attitude. Not many churches will emphasize, go to your doctor when the metaphysician has such power as I have. Not many will say, use the doctor for those things that doctors can remedy. Many will say, give me that money for anniversaries. But we have no anniversaries or birthdays. We do not respect persons in this assembly. We encourage a physical examination regularly, 6 months, no later than annually. If she hadn't been in this church, she'd be dead. Think about it. You see, if your pastor gets up and advises you about what to do for your diet and for your health and for your physical therapy, they won't do it. Because it takes a good bit of money these days to get proper medical care, and they don't want any of that money to slip out of their pockets, child. So with that said, will you please honor me, honor the truth, by giving... The government is a tragedy, so our offerings are becoming affected by this. So you're holding on to money. You better be careful. I just got a survey from Professor Trapp, who's a member of our church, Jewish doctor, who lost all of his family in the concentration camps. They were all murdered. It shows that the military, CIA type of Pentagon mentality, is the most admired organization by the American people in the United States, by both black, white, brown, yellow. First in line, U.S. military. Second, universities. Third, churches, of course, they'd be up there. Fourth, businesses. Fifth, public schools. 6th, news media. 7th, the Supreme Court. The only thing that's kept any balance in this country for the black man, he would be deposed of, disposed of. Even in Switzerland, they took a referendum today, the first of many that are yet to come, voting as to whether all black and all foreigners would be thrown from their soil. Switzerland, a country that's not known war in 1,000 years and is multilingual and multicultural. As I prophesied, told all those in council that went all night last evening, it wouldn't go through, but my God, the idea that civilized society in 1975 would vote as to whether they would remove all foreigners, anyone of foreign extraction who had not been natural born Swiss, the idea that any people would vote such, and the same thing is being voted upon in Canada, and the same thing's coming up in England, and as I read to you last night, the unions have already barred all blacks, Asiatics, and Indians throughout the British Empire, the Commonwealth. And there's talk of doing the same in this country. The only reason it hasn't happened yet is because we have robbed people, the rich have robbed, the barren rich have robbed all over the world, and so there's an abundance still here. But it's fastly running out. And as the Depression gets closer and closer to us, calves being destroyed every week, thrown in a grave because farmers cannot feed them. As the famine begins to approach us, they'll do the same to us. So for goodness sake, my precious people, put your money into the promised land, our Operation Hope. Put your money where it'll count, because your money won't be worth a thing if this system falls. They'll revalue, they'll devaluate it, and they'll even reissue other kinds of monetary systems. So your money won't be valuable to you, hidden at home. Or like the man that I rescued last night that had it at home and had it stolen. You saw me dealing with that case last night. He trusted someone at home, and they stole it right out of his own home, his own people that he walked with. Now I'm going to be good in the bank. Thank you, Professor Lower. Way down the list, labor unions are the last to be esteemed. The United States CIA military Pentagon, that's the first. Here it is. Survey. You are amidst a nation of fools. So many laboratory technicians in one of our hospitals. Well, one of our nurses, one of our laboratory technicians, two of them work, and their church membership's not known. The discussion of race and genocide and murder of black people is as common as discussing the rising of the sun in the laboratory in General Hospital, because they do not know that these white sisters are in a black congregation. It's as common as the rising of the sun. If you do not believe it, you can speak to the sisters. I don't want to name them here, but the entire board and elders and deaconesses and apostolic government that was here last night, of some 80 people, can verify what I am saying to the man and the woman, that they talk about it. Both of them church people. One of them a French immigrant. One of them Baptist, Mormon, all of them, all different religions, talking about murdering blacks just as common as the rising of the sun. And these are college-trained people with technical educations and liberal understanding. You are in the midst of a dangerous cancer. And the only way for you to keep from dying by the tentacles of this cancer is to uproot yourself and come up, ye people, and declare yourself, shake the dust from your feet, and be ye separate, be ye no longer entangled with this yoke of bondage, and go forth as Abraham did, venture into the promised land that your father has provided. Give freely, this offering are triggered, certain words, you better watch what you talk on telephones. Certain words trigger automatic big brother computers to listen to every conversation where certain words are used on telephones. What a day
Why don't you get over to the jungle where we got a radio, we can turn it on when we please. We can broadcast from our radio station. If we don't want to, we can be silent. Got no phones for people to tap in the promised land. Hey, I like that. Computers, bug calls. Computers, bug calls. Some of you better read a little bit more, and you know where it's at. Another word for torture tells the torture that's going on in the prisons of this United States. Experimentation going on with blacks and poor whites in the prisons and the old folks home, the geriatric and nursing homes of this United States. Shows a monument, an English company is making a model of Hitler, and it's selling like it was going out of style. People still looking up to Adolf Hitler. The Germans buying it and buying it all over the world. Look at all pictures about Hitler. People follow him like it was some saint. People like a demagogue. They like someone to tell them what to do and when to get up and how to do it, even if it means that somebody has to be killed in the process. Medical care for the Cuban people, the best in the world, it says. Chinese medicine, fantastically successful. New terror, mass famine, because the oil prices, any country that has no oil, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, doomed to starvation. 100 million persons will starve before December, another 400 million will suffer malnutrition, and 800 million will die next year. Because only oil-producing countries have high nitrogen fertilizers, and you have to have high nitrogen fertilizers to plant and to grow your produce. We've got it over in the promised land, 15 miles from the biggest oil vein in the world. Some will never know, though, until it's too late. Sadly the case. Bless your hearts. All offerings turned in. Let me see every envelope. May the love that prevail here, the healing of the cripples and overload cancer, cause cancers to be passed before their eyes these last few days, last night. It caused two to be brought back from the dead, from the jaws of death last night, and I see them. Blessed people. It's wonderful. I look out there and see Sister Walker looking so good, and I called her out of the process of going into death, the stupor of coma. I called her out last night, and I said to the nurses, I told the Sister Jones, I said, go have a kiss. Come up. I want to kiss her. She said, you know, when you have somebody walk like that, that's against every medical advice. She said, I don't like to see you take all the weight of that on you. I said, I have to do it to keep my people's faith high, and I will not disappoint her. So up from her stupor, they got her up and walked her and made her walk, and she came up here on her own power. Look at her tonight. Look at her today. Faithful. If you did not know I had more God in me than anyone, you would know it by the two people I got up from their semi-coma, one of them in a coma state last night, and made them walk. Your pastor doesn't believe enough in God to take that kind of risk. He wouldn't do it because he could be fooled, and he's so earth-conscious, he doesn't believe what he's preaching. All he believes in is anniversaries, pastors, wives, teens, and birthdays. He doesn't believe in any power. I believe in me, the Christ in me. I believe. I've taken the broken shells of bodies. How many have seen me do it? Hundreds of times. Put them on their feet when they couldn't even stand. No breath, no heart.
The beat was gone. The pulsation, the vital signs were gone. Put them on their feet. You talk about who believes in Christ, who believes in God. I'm the only one in town that believes in God. My God is different. I must say my God is different, but I do believe in a God that is all-powerful. Watch how they all do. You watch somebody die, and they die all in these churches. No one's ever died in my church. They're always resurrected in my church. You watch them when they die in these churches. They run like chickens with their heads off. They have to get doctors, have to get ambulances. I don't move. I do not move because my mind is the mind of Christ. I let this mind be in me. This is also in Christ Jesus. So even though I'm sitting here, yet there I sit and there I stand. I'm here, there, I'm everywhere. There is no space vacant of my presence, for I am universal, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent.
What's the matter with this microphone?
And I have to be my own megaphone. My own power. It's as if my radio equipment wants to test me out. Or I could say technical personnel wish to test me out. On Thursday night, I had to speak to Los Angeles Temple filled because the microphones had not been repaired from Sunday to Thursday. But did I do it? Did I do it? Every person heard me. From one end of that building unit, they heard me. And I raised the people's consciousness. I healed the sick, raised the dead, healed every disease. I can do it with or without mortal cooperation, with or without your assistance. I shall remain your last and only hope. Your Redeemer has come. Your Christ has been made alive in me. Father God. Your love and your devotion stress this fundamental vividly, and you should be liberated even as I am, so that there be nothing left in you but God socialism, God principle, God love. There be nothing left in you but God. I'm in this room. I don't have to touch it, you see. I can or I cannot to make it work. That is something else. I should not have to demonstrate my power over this thing. Nonetheless, I shall ask so that you can stimulate someone's faith, how many have been healed by need of cancer in this room? How many have been healed of heart disease? How many have been healed from strokes? By me, the Christ in me, the revolution in me. How many have been healed of the thing you'll never see so many hands of in any one little church? How many have been healed of blindness? How many have been healed of hearing problems? How many have been healed of kidney and bladder problems? How many have been raised from the dead? Look at the hands. How many have seen me raise the dead? Hundreds and hundreds of times. How many have been given a prophecy that saved you or your loved one's life? Thank you. Thank you. Hands class.
Luella, who's Luella? I've written down some names already to protect you from. I proved myself enough last night and all this week. But I want to do the emergency work now. Hands clasp. I got it. I have it. Someone puts you under a very negative curse, something that I know nothing about, because I know nothing of your life and you've told no one here about. Some bishop, W.C. Collins or something like that.
Collins, W.C. Collins.
Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
That's right.
He told you that someone would put something in your water for you to drink.
That's right.
And the condition would start in you and go up your body.
That's right.
And there would be no one to heal you but him.
That's what he said.
And you've had that condition troubling you. It's been going up and down your limbs and your arms. Been in your chest particularly this morning.
Yes, that's right.
Well, he can't heal you. He hexed you, but I'll fix it. And he's in spirit. Obviously, the work is done. Because when I take a hex out, that's her screaming because it went out. And if you don't rejoice with it, it'll go into somebody else. Hands class. Slide, you keep on dancing. On Friday night in Los Angeles, sister was dancing so much under the power of truth. She didn't stop with music, and if you've got anointing, you go right on. It won't stop you. Joe Ames. Who is this? Hands class. I sense something that should be said. I know nothing of your life either. You're Sacramento? Sacramento? You have a loved one, a brother in Bakersfield?
Yes.
And by the way, we're having a Bakersfield meeting this next Sunday night on our way home. We'll be leaving Los Angeles service early, going to Bakersfield, 1300 Baker Street, for a great deliverance campaign in Bakersfield on our way back. So most of you plan to be with us next week. Will you do so?
Yes, I will.
Hands clasped. Now this hand been troubling your stomach region and around in the back region.
Yes.
The trouble in your urinary flow.
Yes.
Hands class. Well, gonna do this, but Sunday man's urinary flow was blocked. He came back on Thursday, passed the growth, and his urine started for that moment and never stopped, never had any more trouble. Now I caught the cancer to be passed then. Just gonna sweep my hand now. Go to the bathroom. But I tell you. Class standing, preferably. I don't ordinarily ask that you stand. I say follow your highest intuition. And always follow your high intuition.
and speak volitionally and inspirationally. Let's not get into the ruts and grooves of tradition. When you stand up here, always have a fresh mind. Don't parrot someone else. Don't speak what someone else is speaking. When you testify, testify to that which you have seen and that which you have heard. You have to have your own vision. And without a socialist vision in this day, the people will perish. So get the pure mind of Christ stirred up in you. Sometimes I hear people saying the same things. Now you know that I know that you're a unique individual. I love you, everyone, the same. But you're all like a different flower. You're all like a different leaf of a tree. None of you are alike. None of you have the same vascular system. None of you have the same characteristics. You're all beautiful in my sight. Beautiful in the sight of your God. And I ask you to stir up the pure mind. Let the inspiration flow. Think on something that this revolution of Christ has done in your midst so that you have the shout that some of these are shouting. When some shout without understanding, oh, how much more you should shout and praise that have understanding. Hands clasped. To build faith, I'm going to call someone. Someone used a picture of mine. The 8th month of last year, you had pain in your chest and your stomach, and it went away. Matty. Who was this? Matty. Hands clasped. Hands clasped. Hands clasped. Just something to build your faith, an emergency.
Hands clasped. I'm into a cycle here. Someone else who speaks, I've got two. Gibson. Keep the hands clasped. Keep the hands up. I spoke the name. Maddie. Three of your lives saved. All three of your lives.
Bring my hand to the cross and open my faith in my faith. It's a time that love you held.
Bless you, brother. Got no trouble boarding them, did you?
You had no trouble passing your...
Here's your imploring mind, there's the ghost that it passed. Going up and down the aisles. Yes, your sister here, right here. You had a similar experience with a picture. You had a similar experience with a picture in the month of August. Now, give it to you. This will save your son. Your son, Charles. Take it, take your hands. Your son, Eugene. You understand what I'm saying? Take the cloth, put it on your chest, in the breast region. It'll save you, then give it to your son. It's saving him from being killed. One last admonition. Never count on what my program will be. Last night it was extended and the word was made flesh and went on to some degree, liberating us in real socialistic apostolic Christ consciousness. The service is finished, except for the marching past to the altar of the faithful, realizing that the resources are low, and each will lay a sacrificial offering to gain the protection also that they need from this altar that went through the fire. Went through the fire as Reverend Purefoy went through the fire.
when the metal of this building melted, so help me, all that's sacred. He was transported out of the fire, and this did not burn, except for one little spot of anointing. And it's very sacred to us, a talisman, but a talisman of usefulness, because it's energetic, it's materialistic, and we believe in the law of materialism. So the transmission of energy from me to you will transpire, and I'm asking some of you to particularly sacrifice 10, 20, 100 pledge, whatever you can do, but everyone bring a bill of some sort. In fact, the Spirit says don't do less than two unless you know what you're doing. So as we march through, the dinner is served, the communion is free. I wish to also say that when people bring their food, all kitchen personnel hear me. I know you've been through an ordeal getting the food. Today it has increased, I'm sure, because of my sermon last night. But when you receive the food, and I want this telegraphed, transmitted to both my secretaries here and Redwood Valley and Los Angeles, each kitchen personnel thank the people when they bring the food. Be gracious to receive those who bring the food to you. I want to say something else. Be still. Peace. Be sure you do not offend one of my little children. Don't push them aside. Don't always try to get them to be silent. Hear what they have to say. Talk to them. Communicate with them. Because if you were to offend one of my children, one of my wonderful teens of the revolution, if you were to touch one of them, be better for thee if a millstone was hung around your neck and you dropped into the bottomless sea, into the pit.
Yeah, amen.
We do not accept the philosophy that children are to be seen and not heard. Amen. We wish to hear from our children, and please listen to what they're saying. They often have wisdom, for out of the mouth of a babe will I often speak, saith the Most High. Out of the mouth of children will I prophesy. So hear what they have to say. Be kind one to another. Be loving one to another. For God is love. Love is God. That's why I can say I am that I am, because I am filled with love to the utmost.
Thank you, Father.
I'm not an opportunist preacher that loves some differently or some women separately. I love all of you the same. I let no one put any claim on me. I'm no one's lover, yet I'm everyone's lover.
Yeah.
I am the liberator. I am the emancipator. I am a savior. Come up out of this apocalyptic age. I have come up out of Zion to bring you the relief that you need. So no one has a franchise on me. I belong to all of you, and I love you all the same. And no one can change that. All may change, but the love of Christ, your Father God, in the absolute 100-fold degree, it will never change. All may fail you, but Father will never fail you.
Hey, God. Thank you.
So as I give you the direction, each lay your offering and rejoice, my friends. Rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad. We had a good host that joined the church last night. This is a short meeting. Usually many, many are called out. Councils have passed. All kinds of public work is done, but the work has already been done, because already 22 people's lives have been saved by my nurses that I know of, besides seven that I have written down here and not spoken a word to. Just today, 29 people's lives that will not be dismissed from this earth are paralyzed, are put in some handicapped condition. Oh, God is God, and God does not change. Come now, come. We had many to join the church. If you wish to unite with the Apostolic Church, the Latter-day Saints, come. You can come from your seats. We'll receive you, and you'll get your passport to life, because we are quite a church. This sister here coming up, getting ready to touch. She heals through meditating their picture, her son in the hospital in a hopeless condition. He was let out. This sister right here. Get her name. That's the sister. Get her name. I feel that's the sister. Her life spared this very weekend, just by my spirit. Just talk to my picture, didn't you, dear? Just talk to my picture. Mighty God, didn't you talk to my picture? Her son was released from the hospital.
Yeah.
You say you don't need the oil? You don't need the pictures? You don't need the candles, you better get them while you can, because they ought to always be around.
Right.
But each touch this altar, it's important to you today. It's very important, because October has its dangers. Synchronize around the numbers that I spoke to you about.